ever wanted.
Blog Talk Radio.
A great mom, and most of all,
because you know I'm all about that bass, about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass, about that bass, no trouble. I'm all about that bass.
Thank you very much, Cameron. We shall begin with the preliminary awards. These are the young ladies. This is during the preliminary competition, so this is not based on tonight.
Welcome to Cool Chick Radio. I'm the hostess with the mostest. I'm Tracy, and I'm joined by my so sexy and awesome Miss Angela.
I was hoping you were going to be like, and the bitch, Angela. I'm here. Oh, man. Shut up, cunt. Jace, I'm going to fucking beat your ass.
So.
I will fucking throw you outside.
Please do.
Bitch. I talk really kindly to my friends.
Sounds like somebody's got a peanut gallery going on back there.
Of course.
Oh,
so it's really funny if you ask somebody if they like water and you ask them numerous times, do you really like water? Like, how do you feel about water? And you have a cup full in your hand, and you just...
you say enough not to get it thrown on you.
You just throw it right on them.
This
it's
is,
nice.
That's how it works.
It's how it works.
That's not fucking...
How much do you like coffee?
Really? Fucking tell me. You take a shower, right?
Fucking anyways. I like messing. I've been on a message. I've been on a mission to just fuck with him all day.
Take out the
How much do you like glow sticks?
Right?
Oh, what's new? Not a whole lot. I signed up for a couple 5Ks. That's about it.
Awesome. Which ones are you going to do?
During the night run, the music run, and mash out or something like that.
Oh, yeah?
The Monster Mash for Anoka's Parade.
Oh, okay.
Oh, yeah.
Very cool.
Yeah.
I'm going to dress up in everything. So do you really think it would be appropriate for me to do, like, my zombie, like, with, like, the, you know, hanger baby coming from in between my legs, checking it?
Oh, my God, that would be hilarious.
Dude, I really think I should.
Oh,
for
God.
Sure. I need, like, a Cool Chick Radio shirt, and then I need to, like, cut it up and, like, make it look all bloody. And then have, like, my hanger baby, my hanger zombie baby.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm super kind like that. I like to offend everybody, so why not?
You know, people get pissed off.
No discrimination.
So you can't do that.
For sure.
Yeah. I mean, it's only right.
It's not racist, and it's not a Black Lives Matter movement. It's just a hanger baby.
Right.
For a zombie costume. Speaking of Black Lives Matter, I went to the Mall of America the other day, and there was a guy, there's a guy in an elevator, and he's wearing an orange shirt, and I just happened to read it, and it said Black Lives Matter, and I just wanted to be like, I just wanted to yell something, like, really loud, and I couldn't figure out what to yell, so I just decided not to do it, but I really wanted to.
No.
Because I read, like, the back of the shirt, and he's like, end black on black crimes. Just wanted to be like, stay out of my fucking highway, and there won't be any crimes, asshole. Yeah, I'm in a very volatile mood. Oh, you don't even want to know. I'm a little testy.
Why?
I don't know. I have no idea. I just, like, normally I don't have a filter, but, like, it's like an anger filter. So I just, like, tell everybody. Like, everyone gets a big giant fuck you all the way around.
Oh.
Yeah, nice. Yeah.
Well.
I don't have to deal with anyone's shit. Nobody wants to come to me with anything because I'm just like, you know what? Go fuck yourself.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's true.
Well, okay then.
He's over here going, reach on it.
That experience is pretty fucking hilarious.
That is pretty funny. I was like, okay, so obviously this weekend is the weekend before the big event on the 13th. So I've got a lot of things that I got to do and I got to cover. Well, a band had invited me to something this weekend,
okay.
And I can't make it because I've got things that I've got to do, and it's my daughter's birthday on Sunday, you know. I'm busy. I got things I got to do.
Right.
And I was like, thanks for the offer. I appreciate you inviting me. And, like, it's the whole, like, we'll let you in free, yada, yada, yada. And I'm like, I can't. I really appreciate it. But, you know, my kids are more important, and I've got other things I got to do.
Right.
The nerve of these people really fucking pissed me off. Because it was, well, I understand that you're a busy person, and I'm not saying that family doesn't matter, but I would really like to see my close friends at my show. Not going to happen. Nope, not going to happen. Yeah, I was pretty pissed. I kind of, like, laid it out there nice and, like, go fuck yourself.
Right.
And the response back was, well, you don't have to be a bitch about it.
Oh.
I don't have to be a bitch about it, but you want to shove it down my throat that you want me there and I should come and blah, 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 and be right front and center. Like, first of all, I'm not a groupie.
Right.
Nope. Just a radio show host. Go fuck yourself.
I guess I just don't like it when people try and, like, make you go to stuff. It's like, if other things are going on, especially stuff with kids, really?
Yeah. Pretty much. And that's where the big, huge fuck you came from, because I was like, normally I'm, like, really nice, and I'm like, thanks, I appreciate it, I'm sorry, I can't. I was just like, no, go fuck yourself. Got, you know, I don't know, like an estimated 300 people coming to my house the following weekend, and I've got shit I have to do. I don't know, just a thought.
Right.
Weird. Weird. Really weird.
Weird.
Okay, so I know that you still need dumpsters.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So what I'm wondering is, maybe instead of dumpsters, if we just had a bunch of garbage cans everywhere?
Right. That has been a suggestion by plenty of people. Since I have to pay for part of the porta potty fees, I'm not willing to spend any more money on getting trash cans.
Yeah.
And or trash bags, which, I mean, perfect if people want to come and bring trash bags, or if we could find trash cans or something and just do trash bags. And then we've talked about the trash bags and then tie them up, and then one of us runs them all to the dumpster later on, the following Sunday or whatever.
Yeah.
That's fine, but I'm not willing to spend any more than what I already have.
Right. And that totally makes sense. But yeah, I was thinking about that today, and you know, I think that, you know, maybe if a few people donate their garbage cans and just take them with them, like at the end, or pick them up the next day, that might be even better, because then it's not a cost to anybody.
Right.
I don't know. I was just thinking about that.
I mean, shit, we could have trash bags hanging off the fucking trees. I don't care. Like.
Right.
As long as there's not a bunch of trash all over the floor, I don't give a shit.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, you know, people shouldn't be throwing stuff on the ground anyways. You know.
Right.
I mean, they're adults, but.
Shit, bring paper plates. We can burn them. I don't give a fuck, but.
There you go. That's actually a good idea.
Not having, like, a shit ton of beer cans in my yard and stuff, and.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Right. So, what else is going on?
Not a whole lot. Just taking care of these puppies. And
how are they doing?
Good. I adopted one of them yesterday. Adopted one out. So, I'm keeping the one. But
I didn't realize that you were rehoming them.
I wasn't going to, but with how much I've already got going on, I don't have the time to train two dogs.
Gotcha.
When I'm still in the process of slightly training Miss Parrish to stop pissing in the house, but she's gotten way better, and she's not doing it hardly at all anymore, but now I've got these puppies that, I just adopted the one out yesterday, and...
Okay.
I basically have the runt, because the runt, she was probably the one that was beat the most.
Aww.
She's still having a hard time with accepting the fact that not all touches are bad touches, and like I've had to pick her up and hold her and pet her, and she, even now, like today I had my daughter pick up her back legs because she kept jumping on the side of my bed. Like, I really want to love you, but I'm not sure if it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
So my daughter picked her up and put her on my bed, and she like melted into the mattress. Like, holy shit, what did I just do? Like, am I in trouble?
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, like that's, I got to give them another flea bath and figure out how much it's going to cost to get them shotted and spayed and all that junk.
There's a place called, what is it, Kindest Cut, and they actually do low income spay and neuter.
Well, the spay for all six shots and the spay, it's only $200 at the vet by my house.
Really?
Yeah, and that's not low income or anything. It's not based off your income. That's when my one dog, anyone listening, if you want a good vet, go to Cambridge Vet Care Clinic. Because I have brought Paris there, I've brought Meow Meow there, I brought Zeus there for Zeus to be neutered and all that shit. And when Nala needed an emergency mask cut open and drained and medicine, that cost me $60.
Okay.
That was with the Vicodin.
Okay.
So, it's a pretty good. I've not had any problems there, which normally you go to a vet, you're like, fuck.
Right.
Go jump into my savings and life support and shit.
Yeah.
Fucking
okay.
Well, that was when I brought Meow Meow when my daughter threw my cat over the banister thinking all cats land on their feet. It was freaking $700 and some odd. All for them to just do x-rays and give her medicine.
Well then.
Yeah, I forget how much work puppies are. Oh my god.
Mm-hmm. That just means that you want to have a baby.
So my new thing is when I walk up to random people that I don't really know, I usually find a Target.
Mm-hmm.
I walk up to them and I say, I pet your eyes. And I walk around petting people's eyes.
Fucking weird.
It is very weird.
Fucking
but it's pretty funny. I was at a party in Ohio and not really know, like I knew a couple people, but I didn't know all of them.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy, like I walked up to, you know, the one guy that's like super quiet, like doesn't talk to anybody, hardly makes eye contact. And I looked at him at the beginning of the night and I was like, I'm going to pet your eyes by the end of the night. And he's like, what? He's like, I'm going to pet your eyes. And he's like, okay. I'm like shit faced in the bag, and I walk up to him and I'm like, I pet your eyes! And I don't know, it's a great icebreaker. You're
nice.
A weirdo.
I'm not the one.
Do you
want
to fight? I will cut you. God. The peanut gallery is awfully mouthy over here.
A little bit.
Good night. Hey, what's new with you? How was your football weekend? The team that you watched win, or?
Saturday. It was fun. It was nice to kind of get out of the state. I mean, granted, it was just North Dakota, but it was a good drive.
Holy shit! Wait a second, you went out of state? Wow.
Oh, I did. I know.
I didn't know it was out of state.
Out of the comfort zone. But yeah, we went to North Dakota for the game, and they kicked ass, and it was fun. But yeah, it was a good drive.
Yep.
I'm kind of a huge fan of long drives where you could just, like, have random conversations about everything and nothing all at the same time.
Right.
That's kind of, it's fun. It's interesting because you really get to know people a lot better that way, I think.
Right.
And it was really, really interesting. A lot of, really? Mel's always going to be all lippy right now. But yeah, I mean, like, I don't know. I think long road trips kind of, I don't know, make people open up a little bit more, and I don't know.
You're about to get a fucking coffee shower.
I did something the other day that I never thought I'd do.
What's that?
Hey, you can even use this fucking
shower. You should look on my Facebook page.
Is that fucking necessary?
I'm being yelled at. This is funny.
Why?
Because I can't sit still. So I keep moving my legs.
Well, that's just how you are, though.
Oh, I know.
I'm
going to
fucking tie you up
with this charger. Tie me up. Are you threatening me with a good time?
Yes.
Yes!
I'm not threatening. I'm promising you a good time.
All right. Look on your Facebook page.
Yeah. Send it to you in a message so that way you can.
Oh, I thought we were like there was something.
Oh, there's something, you'll notice it.
Mm.
You know, there are a lot of breweries in Minnesota. I just noticed that.
Jesus, I'm getting stuff chucked at me.
Why?
Let's see. Shut up! Oh, my.
I know.
Wow.
I know, they grow up so fast.
Jeez Louise. Did you make it public, too, or?
Kind of.
Okay, all right. Did that change on the other end, too, or just?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, actually, he was the one that started that. So, I followed suit, so to speak.
Gotcha.
Yeah, that was something I never thought I'd do.
No.
Yeah, I know. It's a little, little shocking. So, yeah, game changer, right?
Yeah, for sure.
And now my dogs want to be here. All right, hang on. I got to let them out.
Congratulations. I am proud of you. I know that you're growing up very fast, and don't forget to wear your big girl pants.
Ugh. I'm still not going to wear underwear.
I never said anything about that, but. Yeah.
There's been a lot of things, and it's really funny because I've I talked to a couple people, and they were like, we knew something was different, but we didn't know what it was. I'm like, well, surprise.
Surprise!
Well, and then something very exciting also happened over the weekend, and that was Twin Cities Weekend debuted on Channel 45, and we got some awesome reviews for the show, so that was very very exciting for me. That's been a long time coming, and yeah, it's been good.
That's good.
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of nice that it feels like life is falling into place finally, versus just, you know, like, I don't know, jumping through hoops of fire only to find out that there's more fire on the other side.
Yeah. I still got fire to go through, but, you know.
Yeah, I know. But perhaps you have a fire.
Oh, it's so much fun.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm...
Oh, for those wondering, I am 8 days sober. Yay! For those of you who thought I couldn't make it a week, I am past a week. Yeah.
How long are you going to try for?
I honestly don't think setting a goal is really something I need to do right now.
Just day by day?
Just going to do the day by day thing, or as they say, a day at a time.
Good call.
Mm-hmm.
I like it. Congratulations. How do you feel?
Thank you. Pretty positive. I hadn't smoked a cigarette in 3 days, but I think that with my anger has been something that I shouldn't do right now. So.
Okay. Well, you know.
Can't quite see what that was. Yep.
Right. Exactly.
Oh, so you know what I love? You know how I mentioned last week that somebody had contacted me on Facebook and was, I tried to make amends with somebody mm-hmm. and they wanted to be bitchy about it. Well, mm-hmm. I spent time with somebody else today who I hadn't seen in a while because they had gone on vacation for all of the winter. And that same person was lying again.
What?
And I think it's kind of interesting when you try to be the bigger person and say, hey, some of the things that you did in the past really hurt me. And
right.
you can smile in the face of, I guess, an enemy and try to be open and honest with them on how they made you feel about a situation, only to find out that, once again, they still lied. Like, even within their apology.
Nice.
Mm-hmm. Cut a person off unless like absolutely needed. Yeah, I think it's time to let bygones
yeah.
be bygones. Who?
Broke his shin.
Ow. I thought
it was kind of funny. Some dick like that.
Oh, God, these mosquitoes are horrible.
So now, who are the bands that are going to be on featured next weekend?
Fat Fish, Dirty Reggae Punks, Genre Treason, Nameless Victim, Ashes from Stone, Sin 7, Split Driven, Apathy Syndrome, and... Who am I forgetting? I'm forgetting somebody. Nameless Victim. I don't know.
Hey, can we make a rule for the band?
Make a poll.
No, make a rule.
Make a rule. What's the rule?
Yeah. That they all have to do one acoustic song and sing to us.
Oh, that'll be Dirty Reggae Punks.
Okay.
That's what I do. That's who I
just
forgot, too.
Are you still Dirty Reggae Punks?
It's what?
Oh, I was hoping that they would all have to do it. Seems only fair. No, I'm saying. What?
Seems only fair.
And everything else
Yeah, everything else is falling into place. Just everyone needs to realize that it is bring your own chair, bring your own food, bring your own beer. So there's a lot of BYOB going on.
Right.
A lot of BYOC and BYOF. And to be respectful because it is a personal property and children will be here. Because it is
right.
all ages. And it is full bash out the hunger. Yeah, I found it kind of interesting how what the Behind the Yellow Ribbon is sponsoring the event. And I had talked to Behind the Yellow Ribbon, and they were going to, I told them, you know, you can set up a table, whatever, whatever. And they decided that they want to keep it about bash out the hunger, and they're not going to set up a table or anything because they want all the proceeds to go to the organization that we're helping.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Good deal. That's pretty cool.
Mm-hmm.
I like it when other organizations figure out that there's more than just them out there.
Yeah.
We can do other than promoting, can they do ticket sales Can they pre-purchase their tickets?
No.
Okay.
Nope, it is come as you can. It is from 1 o'clock in the afternoon to 10 o'clock at night. There will be a bonfire and all that stuff. So probably have a fire just kind of going on and off all day. We'll have MNU, AOW members standing by the fire. If you have any questions, find an MNU member. We will be in our shirts.
Okay. Now, are they going to have shirts available there for purchase?
For AOW? No.
Yeah. Okay.
Nope. That is a association thing only.
Okay. Excellent. What else was there? I was going to ask something about that, and I can't. Oh, as far as donations, can people donate online if they can't make it?
I don't think so. Just because it's a $5 entry fee per person.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a canned food item. I mean, if you want to donate to your local food shelf and send us pictures, that'd be awesome.
Okay. I'm just trying to if there's ways for people in other states to participate if they can't make it.
Right.
That's pretty cool. Yeah. Stop yawning.
I know. I took melatonin trying to train my brain to go to sleep at a decent time.
Have you tried that stuff before?
Oh, yeah. I used
Does
to take it religiously.
Work?
Oh, yeah.
Very nice.
Yep, went and got a massage today. That was an ass-kicking experience.
Yeah?
Did
you enjoy it?
No, not really. I mean, I did, but, like, I didn't because my shoulders are so tight that, like, I asked her, I was like, I can only imagine if you're angry and giving a massage, how that would feel. Because you're tiny and your bones are definitely, I could feel them. You've got really bony elbows.
Hmm.
Which I get massages by her all the time. She's great. It's just, I'm a pussy today, so.
Hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I get to go through an MRI on Friday. Super not excited.
And what's that for?
They think I tore my rotator cuff in my right shoulder.
No way.
Yeah.
Oh, how did you do that?
I don't know. I have no idea.
Well, okay then. Hey, were you still thinking about doing that burlesque dancing?
For sure.
Because they have a Groupon for it.
Shut up.
Yeah, yes, ma'am. Shoot. Oh, there we go. It is for... eight-week program, one class a week for 8 weeks, is $59.
Dude.
That'd be fun.
That'd be sick.
Mm-hmm. Hell yeah. Otherwise, they have pole dance one for $149 for 8 weeks, but that's two classes a week.
Hmm.
I think that would be fun. you rather do?
Oh, definitely burlesque dancing, not fucking...
Yeah?
Yeah.
Talk amongst yourselves. I'll be right back. My dog just got herself stuck outside.
Oh, nice.
My voice is weird. That's
what happens, you know. You know what I really like seeing is people that are adopting dogs.
All the times my dog decides to go outside, loop her ass around something, she picks while I'm on the show. Fun. Whatever.
Dog adoption.
Dog adoption.
All for it. Yes.
Yeah.
It's kind of interesting. There's so many people that are adopting dogs right now.
Mm-hmm. Now, are you thinking about going back out to Ohio and getting bringing back more? As like
oh,
a
no.
Rescue?
That was literally like a whim kind of thing.
Okay. Gotcha.
That was a not even planned, just kind of happened while I was there.
Hmm. Well, sometimes that's fun. I hear that Montana is like that.
Huh.
To where there's lots of stray dogs there. Well, yeah, maybe that's something we could do. We could do like a cool chick puppy mission.
Right.
Go and get these dogs and bring them back and clean them up and adopt them out. Rinse and repeat.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so do you ever have those moments where you kind of figure out that you are almost becoming the person whose ass you probably would have, like, smacked around or beat for being just, like, giggly and dumb?
No.
I feel like I'm in that place right now, and it's kind of weird. I don't know what to do. Oh, okay. Here's something. I keep seeing these posts of, like, how to tell if he's in love, how to tell if you're convenient, how to tell if he's cheating. Those are kind of, like, fluffy. But I heard a really, really, really good question yesterday. And I was going to put it on Facebook, and maybe we should put it on Facebook eventually, but I kind of just wanted to ask you, what's the definition of a best friend? Like, what makes a best friend?
Oh, man.
That's a good question, isn't it?
To me... You know, like, a best friend to me is somebody, like, your confidant, somebody you can tell anything to and trust that it's not going to go anywhere. You can go to that person for advice for anything, and they're going to be honest with you. They're not going to lie to you and tell you, like, what you want to hear. They're going to be dead honest with you. Like, I don't know. It's a tough one.
I know. Like, the more I thought about it, after I heard that question, I was like, that is a really good question.
Yeah.
You know, it's one of those things where you're just like, huh, that is a really good question. Because I think everybody's definition is going to be different. But yeah, I think you've, you know, pretty much hit it on the head by saying, you know, it's somebody that you can trust and somebody who, you know, you can go to and they're not gonna lie. And she's like, yeah, no, he's super good for you. When a best friend would be like, listen, you're being stupid. I'm just gonna like break this down for you right now.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I'm the type of person, I mean, even as a regular friend, like, even, I mean, you know, like, all the shit that I went through, like, 2 years ago with that one person.
Right.
All the shit that she told me, even to this day, I would never tell anybody.
Right.
Like, I'm just, like, I come from a family where if somebody tells you something, you fucking hold on to it and you bring it to your fucking grave. Like, mm-hmm. you know, there's, like, my best friend, Kim, I know
mm-hmm.
things about her that nobody else knows. I know things
right.
about her that she's done that, and she knows things that I've done that we would never tell anybody. Like, and some of the shit's just stupid and it's funny, but it's still things like we just laugh about and nobody else needs to know.
Right.
But, you know, the friends that you can be vulnerable with and cry to and stuff
mm-hmm.
like that, that's even, like, I've been told by some of my closest friends that I need to show my softer side more often, and I'm cheating the rest of the world out of who I really am as a person and as a friend. Well, I don't feel I'm cheating anybody out of anything, because if I don't feel I can be myself around you and be vulnerable around you, then you're not a friend of me.
Right.
So, like, I mean, you might be a friend of me, but you might not be that close.
Right.
So, you know, I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, I think that, again, that's a very, very, very good point. To where, I mean, you know, there's different, I don't want to say levels, but yeah, I suppose there kind of is different levels of friendship. And just because you've known somebody forever doesn't automatically mean that they're a best friend.
Right.
You know, that just means that, you know, long term.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think there's certain people you let closer than others, and there might be reasons for that. There might not be, but if you feel you can't be 100% you around certain people, then maybe those aren't who you really think are your close friends.
Right. Yeah. I don't know. Oh, I also had a couple ideas for different things that we can do as far as different promoting things for the show. There's been a lot of YouTube videos of people reviewing either other YouTubers or these Musical.ly's.
Mm-hmm.
I think we could have some definitely brilliant, insightful responses to some of these people. And I use that term lightly in some cases. I've been getting different definitions from my daughters about this. And yeah. Like I made them define what a fuckboy is. And it sounds like a fuckboy is kind of our, you know, the mom generation of douchebag. What are you doing?
Yeah. He wanted to hear your definition of a fuckboy.
basically, it's pretty much like the douchebag. So, you know, it's the white Oakleys. But fuckboys are easily spotted by their flat bill caps. And evidently, they also bite their lip.
Oh, yeah.
So evidently, you know, fuckboys are one-upping douchebags. So evidently, they must be learning from their, I don't know, whorish parents to learn to bite the lip. And then they do the Magic Mike floor humping routine. Which, guys, I'm going to tell you this right now. If you weigh 5 pounds, don't take your shirt off because nobody wants to see your scrawny little ass. And sure as hell, don't hump the floor, because if you hit that floor, I'm going to laugh.
Right.
You know, because people just, I don't know, they just do things thinking that they're, you know, super hot. And I, you know what, and I'm disturbed at best to discover that my daughters have now been receiving the special pictures.
Oh.
So, again, PSA. Guys, of all ages, please just don't. We don't want to see it. It's not going to make us be like, oh, hey, you know what? At first I was going to friend zone you, but now I saw your wiener, and suddenly, like, we're all about it. Don't
right.
do that. I just don't understand the mentality of, I'm totally going to send you a picture of my wiener, and you are just going to be like, oh, my God, come over right now. Never once, like, have I ever had that thought cross my mind, ever. I've had a lot of other things cross my mind when, you know, you get the special picture, but never, oh, my God, I'm on my way.
No, it's usually, like, night four.
Mm-hmm. I like your tile. Where'd you get the bathroom countertop at? Mm-hmm. Which store are you in? Because I recognize the flooring.
Right.
Yeah, people just do some.
To be like the Sunday pics.
I feel like, you know, we could maybe we should do videos of our PSAs and put those
yeah.
on YouTube. Or wherever. I think we should. I think it would be very helpful. We could help a whole nother generation to try and eliminate or reduce the douchebaggery. You know, because it seems like a whole new generation is speaking douchebaggenese. And guys, women don't want to take the class to interpret what you're saying. And ladies, you know, I get it that it's summertime and it's warm. However, if your shorts don't even cover your whole butt, please just don't. Just reconsider your fashion choice when you leave the house.
I'm surprised how many parents allow their kids to wear shorts like that.
Dude, I've seen parents with super short shorts.
Oh, for sure. But, like, I've seen, like, today, I was at the store, and there's a young girl walking around with her cell phone in her bra and her short shorts hanging out. And she had to have been about 12, 13 years old. I'm like, really? Mom's just walking along, proud as can be. I'm like, huh, all right.
Just makes me terrified for what our kids have to work with.
Yep.
No.
Of course. I just don't get it. Like, there's no way in hell my daughter would be walking around in some shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
I'd be beating some skulls in.
Yeah. Absolutely.
And then my other question is, if, you know, you see a 12, 13-year-old girl walking around like that, what male adult and or female, it's like, oh, yeah. Like, you can tell she's a child.
Mm-hmm.
Weed out the pedophiles, man. Weed out the pedophiles.
Yeah.
That was, I was at lunch today with my children's grandmother.
Mm-hmm.
And we're sitting there, and this guy comes. And there's a table of kids, and, like, then the parents, and then, and, like, not my kids, because my kids are at my table, but there's, like, a table of kids, and then the parents, and then, you know, them. And the guy, like, walks, and then he stops, and he stands in front of the kids, and he doesn't say anything, and he's just staring at them. And he goes and gets his food. It's at Pizza Ranch. And then he comes back to the table. As he's coming back to the table, he stops with that group of kids again, stops,
mm-hmm.
stares at them. And then goes and sits down. And he's, like, staring at my table, like, staring at me. And I'm like,
mm-hmm.
okay, I can feel him staring at me. Like, he's just trying to steal my soul at this point. And I'm like, all right.
Mm-hmm.
Finally, I look over, and then I look back at my kid's grandmother, and I'm like, I was like, what the fuck is this guy staring at? And I said it super loud.
Mm-hmm.
And she just kind of looks at me, and she's like, ha-ha, like, she's all uncomfortable, and I'm like, no, seriously, like, I want to know what the fuck this guy is staring at. Like, you a fucking pedophile? Like, what the fuck are you doing?
Mm-hmm.
He's just sitting there staring. Like, and I have no fucking bar of, like, don't say anything, Angela. I'm just like, fuck it. Like, what the, like, I mean, if you're going to stare at me like that,
mm-hmm.
I'm going to say something. Like, I don't know. He still never answered me because he didn't speak English, but, you know. Like, all right, asshat, what the fuck you staring at? Making me uncomfortable.
Mm.
Like, the kid table that he's stopping at, like, they look uncomfortable. I'm like, what the fuck? Like, what?
Yeah.
Why aren't these parents saying anything? Like, ugh. Yeah.
I don't know. That's a really good question.
I don't think pedophiles should be allowed in public places.
Huh?
I don't think pedophiles should be given more than one chance.
Yep. Well.
I mean, like, the whole, like, them being 18 and she being, like, 17 thing is different, but, like, if you're literally, like, fucking 21 years old banging a fucking 14-year-old, you obviously got some fucking problems.
Yeah. Yep, that is very true. Even though kids don't look the same age as they did when we were younger.
Right.
Which is kind of scary. Yeah. God, I keep thinking that there was something else I was going to ask you, and now I can't for life of me remember what it was. I hate it when that happens. Maybe next week, as part of the show, we should feature like one song for each band that's going to be part of the show and promote
right.
them a little. They're doing a pretty awesome thing, helping out the End Hunger.
Right.
I'm just wondering if we should, because she's still got the GoFundMe page. Maybe we
right.
could promote that for anybody who can't make it or lives out of state, or, you know, people who just want to donate directly. But that doesn't get them out of paying the entry fee that day. say, I got Libby my slipper pants behind me. Why is it my dogs can be quiet until I'm on air, and then all of a sudden it's like, hey! It's like kids when you're on the phone. They're always like, oh my God, mom, 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 mom. So now, is it $5 to get in next weekend, or is it donation, $5 and donation?
It's $5 per person if you bring a canned food item.
Okay.
If you don't want to bring a canned food item and you want to be a lovely individual like that, you can go ahead and pay $10. Otherwise, it's $5 over.
Nice. And but people can donate more if they would like to, correct?
Yes. Absolutely. The money that you are donating, the money that you are spending to get into the day festival, is for the bands. The canned food item is going directly towards the local food shelf, Family Pathways here in Cambridge. If you, while you are here, if you want to donate more money towards the bands, you can.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can donate money to End the Hunger Challenge with Monica, who will be here with a table set up.
Okay.
To help her become a 501(c).
Nice. How close is she to getting that?
200 away.
Nice. So she's close.
Yes.
That's awesome. Good deal. All right. Well, we are getting down there in time. Is there anything else you want to tell people? Do you want to tell people again a little bit quickly about the event?
This Saturday, if you have nothing going on, Slapshot is playing in Maple Grove at... Oh, fuck. What the hell is the name of the place? The Lookout. They're playing at the Lookout. It's their first time playing there. Next weekend is Bash Out the Hunger at my house. It's $5 cover if you bring a perishable food item, $10 if you do not want to bring a perishable food item. All money proceeds go towards the band. All the food goes to the local food shelf. It is sponsored by the Minnesota chapter of the AOW.
Nice.
Come watch 9 bands for $5. Can't really get that anywhere else.
No, you can't. That's pretty awesome. What time does the first band start?
1:00.
Excellent. Good deal. All right. Well, I guess there's not a whole lot left to announce other than, dig deep, let's help it out, make sure that everybody has, a good weekend, warm up those bad decisions, get them ready, because next weekend is going to be a good time to make a lot of bad decisions.
And you can do them right in front of us.
Exactly, it'll be so much better, so much easier that way.
Yeah.
Other than that, make sure you find us on social media. Because we like to be liked and we love to be shared, but only on social media, because social media is the only place two women actually like to be shared, because if you try and share us in person, we will punch you in the junk. Everybody have a good weekend. Get out there, make those bad decisions, and we'll see you next week. Peace.